By 1913, there were something like 16,000 separate companies in the city's garment business, many just like the Borgonek's shop on Sheriff Street. The threshold for getting involved in the business was very low. It was basically a business built on the sewing machine, and sewing machines don't cost that much, says Daniel Sawyer, a historian who has written widely on the garment industry. So you didn't need a lot of capital. And at the turn of the 20th century, it was probably $50 to buy a machine or two. All you had to do to be a contractor was to have a couple sewing machines, some irons, and a couple of workers. The profit margins were very low, but you could make some money. Listen to how Borgonek describes his decision to expand beyond aprons. From my study of the market, I knew that only three men were making children's dresses in 1890. One was an East Side tailor, near me, who made only to order, while the other two turned out an expensive product with which I had no desire at all to compete. I wanted to make popular price stuff, wash dresses, silks and woolens. It was my goal to produce dresses that the great mass of the people could afford, dresses that would, from the business angle, sell equally well to both large and small city and country stores. With Regina's help, she always had excellent taste and judgment, I made up a line of samples. Displaying them to all my old customers and friends, I hammered home every point. My dresses would save mothers endless work. The materials and sewing were as good and probably better than anything that could be done at home. The price was right for quick disposal.